Joining us now, he's from New York Daily News, columnist, next-gen stats analyst as well. He is James Coe. How's it going, James?
What's up, boys? How you guys doing?
We're doing well. Looking ahead to the NFL draft a little bit in a couple of weeks' time. And it does seem like the Arizona Cardinals hold all those cards because, you know, they have Josh Rosen, but they also have that number one pick. What do you think they do with it? Is it Kyler Murray, and how do they go about moving Josh Rosen beyond that?
Yeah, I mean, right now, whatever team is out there that needs a quarterback should absolutely be making a call to the Arizona Cardinals. Now, that being said, because we're so close to the draft, I would imagine a trade like that probably goes down either the day of the draft or post-draft, just to kind of see where all the chips lie. So maybe a team that is quarterback needy finds a quarterback or likes a quarterback that they draft a little later in the draft. Maybe they like a third-round guy. Maybe they can get Drew Lock, you know, in the second, third, fourth round. So, you know, wherever that might go, I think that's kind of how we'll see it shake out. But that being said, Josh Rosen, in my opinion, is an excellent developmental quarterback. And because his signing bonus has already been paid and is paid by the Arizona Cardinals, you're getting him extremely cheap cost. And that's a reason why I think a lot of teams should be making calls and should legitimately be offering first-round picks for Josh Rosen.
If there's a team that you're watching that could make a move for Rosen, who's that team for you right now?
I would absolutely love to see him with Jay Gruden in Washington. I think that makes a lot of sense. Alex Smith, obviously, coming off that horrific injury. Who knows whether or not he'll ever play again? And clearly, they are in transition at the quarterback position. And I think Josh Rosen is the kind of guy that can, you know, really thrive in that system. So, to me, I think it's a fit that makes a lot of sense.
You're there in New York, and it's, you know, the ongoing conversation. When do the Giants start their succession plan for Eli Manning? And it potentially happens this year, whether it's with Dwayne Haskins or maybe somebody else. Do you think that the Giants are potentially in the Josh Rosen sweepstakes, or are they more keen on drafting somebody?
Just the way that Dave Gettleman has conducted business, I would think that they're probably more interested in drafting a quarterback. That being said, I don't think he's done a very good job managing this roster, and it really doesn't make any sense to me whatsoever why Gettleman wouldn't trade for Rosen. And again, if we talk about fits and those types of things, and I do think that he would fit well in a Pat Shurmur offense as well, and so I guess I'm just confused. But that being said, I'm very confused by what this regime is doing for the Giants, and it's very unpredictable as to what they get done. I mean, keep in mind, they traded away a generational talent in Odell Beckham Jr. at an extreme cost, because not only did it cost them a talent, but also the fact they signed him and are eating some of his bonus. So it just, to me, it's a poorly managed front office right now. And again, I'm baffled by what Gettleman is doing with the Giants. But you're right. On paper, at least, it makes a lot of sense for the Giants to try to make a move for Josh Rosen.
It's anybody's guess on what they do at the number six spot there, looking at the New York Giants. But let's go to the top of the draft yet again. Kyler Murray, you mentioned with the Cardinals, and it seems like that's picking up steam. But those edge rushers and that defensive line right now, if you were taking a player first, who would you take right now, Nick Bosa or Quinnen Williams? Because that Quinnen Williams train is picking up speed as well.
I love Quinnen Williams. And when you watch his tape, you're kind of confused as to how he's so damn effective, right? I mean, the guy doesn't make explosive plays, but he just somehow is always around the quarterback. He's getting by offensive linemen. The guy's just a good ball player. And I know that, you know, you look at the tape and sometimes there's a lack of those explosive plays. You don't get that, especially with a Bosa. But when you watch Bosa, I mean, this kid is a tactician when it gets to getting to the quarterback. That being said, I just think the reason I would say Quinnen Williams over Bosa is the fact that, to me, Bosa is not a phenomenal athlete. You know, I think he's a tactician. I think he knows what he's doing. He's got a litany of moves to get to the quarterback. That being said, I just don't think he's the physical specimen that his brother is. And for that reason, I would have some hesitation taking him there at two or three. But, you know, he's going to be a top five pick, and whoever gets him is certainly going to be getting a professional pass rusher.
It does feel like this draft is you know, it's going to be defined, I guess, by these defensive players. It's very defense heavy, and you know, this top 10 is so many pass rushers, and it really, to me, James, it kind of speaks to where this game is going. You see which guys are getting paid in free agency, and edge rushers are pretty much, you know, they are the quarterbacks of the defensive side now, and that's really how this upcoming draft is shaping in this top 10. Do you agree?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. I mean, you look at who is projected in the top 10. Rashawn Gary out of Michigan, he's got great straight line speed. I love the fact that he can, you know, read defenses. His play recognition to me is A plus. You know, so is he the best pass rusher? No, but when you combine that with his play recognition of being able to stop the run, I think, you know, you're getting a guy in a natural 3-4 scheme, that outside linebacker that can do a little bit of everything. You know, you think about Ed Oliver, you know, he's a little undersized. A lot of folks have compared him maybe to a baby Aaron Donald, if you will, but he makes explosive plays too. So these are guys on the defensive line. I didn't even get to Josh Allen out of Kentucky. The guy had, what, 19 sacks for Kentucky last year. So you're right. There are a number of guys who can get to the quarterback and be very disruptive on that defensive line. And you're right. In 2019, this draft is absolutely going to be defined by the guys who can get to the quarterback.
You're listening to Reach Deep. We're joined by James Coe, chatting NFL draft. And one of the more intriguing individuals in this draft this year is DK Metcalf. The guy's an absolute beast. He's big, physical, powerful. Straight line speed is excellent as well. But that route running is highly questionable. Where do you think he falls in this draft?
To me, he's a surefire first rounder. I just don't see how you can pass up on that size-speed combination, because it's not as if he struggles catching the ball either. You're right. A lot is left to be desired in terms of the route running, and he's still a raw, you know, specimen and a raw prospect. That being said, any coaching staff should be tripping over themselves to try to go acquire this guy and coach him up. And that's really what you're looking for. You know, you're looking for raw physical.
I think we...
And can they evolve and become an absolute stud? And to me, when I see DK Metcalf, that's a guy that I want on my team. So, yeah, you're right. There's certainly a lot of question marks, but that being said, I love all of the raw physical traits, and again, a good coaching staff should be salivating, trying to get their hands on that and just trying to sculpt an absolute A-plus wide receiver.
James Coe of the New York Daily News and The Athletic joining us here on Reach Deep. You can follow him on Twitter at James D. Coe. So taking you away from the draft a little bit, and you mentioned how, you know, Josh Rosen could be such a value because of how he's getting paid right now if somebody does go out and get him via trade. The Seattle Seahawks, they're kind of our native team up here in the Pacific Northwest of Canada in Vancouver, and Russell Wilson is in need of a new contract. And you know, when he does get, you know, that Aaron Rodgers type money, how much more difficult is it going to make life on the Seattle Seahawks and how they go about building that roster?
Yeah, I mean, the way that they won the championship before was a quarterback on a rookie scale, and that seems to be the blueprint, really, if you think. You know, teams that are kind of building towards championship rosters, right? You need to find a good young quarterback, and in his second and third year, he needs to pop. Look at Jared Goff with the LA Rams. He's on a rookie deal, and they loaded up their money on the defensive side. So, to me, I think that's the blueprint, at least the easiest blueprint. There's, of course, a million ways to get to the championship, but certainly that is one of the main blueprints now in the NFL in terms of getting deep into the playoffs. Rookie scale contract for a quarterback, load up on the defense, and that's how the Seahawks did it back in the day. They had Russell on a rookie deal, and they loaded up on all these great defensive players. Now that he's making more money and now that he's looking for that, you know, big paycheck, they're going to have to figure out a different way to go about doing it. And maybe it goes back to Pete Carroll finding some late-round gems like a Richard Sherman, who was a fifth-round draft pick, and coaching him up and figuring out ways to get the most out of some of these guys. It's a tough task. It really is. And unless you've got homegrown talent and have some cost control bases built in, especially with things like the franchise tag, it's an awfully difficult way to win championships unless you're Bill Belichick and Tom Brady. But barring that, life pretty difficult, I think, for Seattle to find their way back into a championship game.